This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't
Well,
ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, much to speak of today, again, and I just want to start here because, you know, we hear from these politicians that are so busy tearing away at our immigration laws to accept these people in illegally from the Middle East that mean to destroy us. Oh, wait a second. I didn't say that. On the sonsoflibertymedia.com today, out of Detroit, a Muslim man who spoke of attacking a church and a hospital, he said that he wanted to skin victims like sheep. These are the type of people that your politicians, your supposed representatives, friends, are alluring into this country on your dime to put them on welfare. And at the same time, they're also attempting to disarm you at every step. Why is that? Has anybody been paying attention to what's going on here? They're tearing away at our laws. They want illegals to come into this country. And I said illegals. They're not undocumented. They're illegals. That makes them criminals. They have no business here. That means we enforce the law against their crimes. But you have your politicians, your supposed representatives, alluring them in on your dime as they are tearing away at the laws because they're not doing it lawfully. And then we hear from the likes, again, today in Detroit, a Muslim who spoke of attacking a church and a hospital, he wants to skin victims alive. And then on the other hand, they want, these corrupt politicians are busy trying to brainwash the American people into believing that we need to get rid of those big bad guns. But isn't it interesting, all these anti-gunners that work for you, America, that are sworn to be your representatives, sworn to uphold the laws of your Constitution, isn't it interesting how they say, well, we don't want those peasants, me and you, America, to bear arms, as if to suggest that they can, as they work for us, but we are to be disarmed. Folks, they again have the roles completely backwards. Do you not see this? But isn't it interesting? Take note, America, take note that they have armed guards around them. Why is it that they need armed guards around them? Because, friends, it shows you again that they're not working for you. As a matter of fact, let's go over to the criminal herself, Hillary Clinton. She said, we cannot let a minority of people, and that's what it is a minority of people, hold a viewpoint that terrorizes the majority of people. Do you know how many times I've shared this with you? I need to add it on to the list of things talked about again today. Cause the enemy to believe that there's a lot more of us than there really is. Well, guess what, America? The American gun owner, she's speaking of you and she's calling you the minority when in fact the opposite is true. We cannot let a minority of people said criminal Hillary Clinton, and that's what it is, she said. It's a minority of people who hold a viewpoint that terrorizes the majority of people. Friends, have you ever taken a picture? Have you ever looked at a picture? Have you ever seen film of Hillary Clinton and her criminal self walking down the street? Have you taken the time to note and take note of all of them, Secret Service, armed to the hilt, that are protecting her from you? And the reason, friends, you need to understand that you have the right to bear arms, because again, the Bill of Rights that God has bestowed upon us tells us that a well-regulated militia, keep that word in mind, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Let's go back to the very first president of the United States of America. His name was George Washington. He said, when any nation mistrusts its citizens with guns, it is sending a clear message. It no longer trusts its citizens because such a government has evil plans, said the very first president of the United States of America. Now listen to corrupt and tyrannical criminal Hillary Clinton once again. She said, we cannot let a minority of people, she's belittling the numbers, America. And I want to tell you something. The reason that you have not been attacked in 235 years in this country, America, during that time, you were never attacked because it is because, friends, behind every blade of grass, an American is armed. See, you're a threat as an armed American against tyranny in government, and Hillary's here to tell you about it. She's here to tell you about it. And furthermore, what they like to do is they like to talk about, you know, when a tragedy takes place because some idiot went did something stupid he shouldn't have done and unlawful by committing a crime with the use of a weapon. Right? And don't get it mixed up, America. The gun didn't do the killing. The person made the choice to pull the trigger. When a crime is committed, the gun doesn't go to jail. The person that committed the crime, but they want to convince you that the gun is the problem. But they don't ever tell you that in many cases, more than not, they're gun-free zones where these crimes are being committed. And they surely don't want to tell you, America, how many lives have been saved because someone armed stopped the perpetrators. The criminals, they never want to talk about that. Friends, it tells you clearly as to who the criminals are. Here, let's go to her criminal husband. When we got organized as a country and wrote a fairly radical constitution with a radical Bill of Rights, which liberates you, America, giving radical amounts of freedom to Americans, it was assumed that Americans who had that freedom would use it responsibly. When personal freedom is being abused, you have to move to limit it. Really? Has anybody taken the time to see his little entourage of Secret Service protecting him from the likes of me and you? Or any of these other politicians, friends, that are attempting to disarm you? Let's go to the mind of a dictator. I just shared two of them for you, two quotes by the minds of dictators and wannabes. But let me go to another one, Benito Mussolini. He said the measures adopted to restore public order are, first of all, this is what he said, the measures adopted to restore public order are, first of all, the elimination of so-called subversive elements. They were elements of disorder and subversion, said Benito Mussolini. On the morrow of each conflict, I gave the categorical order to confiscate the largest possible numbers of weapons of every sort and kind, he said. This confiscation, which continues with the utmost energy, has given satisfactory results. To disarm them, America. And do keep in mind, folks, he pulled his people into war. But did you see the end of Benito Mussolini? Though that's a different show, you need to know history. I'll come right back to it right on the other side. Aquanetics H2O has developed the most effective water purification system on the planet. Period. The Solar Hydro is what it's called. The Solar Hydro is a solar backpack system that will take most any contaminated fresh water and cleanse it to a 99.9% purity. That's eradicating bacteria and viruses while safely removing harmful chemicals and toxins. It will even purify water from stagnant ponds. So secure your family's water supply, because you can't drink guns, you can't drink gold, and you surely can't drink ammo. Aquanetics H2O. Contact Alan at 325-200-4343. Again, contact Alan at 325-200-4343 or visit them at aquaneticsh2o.com. Again, that's aquaneticsh2o.com.
Did you know that less than one half of 1% of church funding actually goes towards our posterity? And of the funding that is given, only 3% actually goes towards reaching the lost? And the rest of the money goes toward reaching the already churched? That's unthinkable. We all know that our posterity are the future and hope of America, so why are funds not being allocated to them? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith on a daily basis to make sure that freedom is preserved for both young and old across America. Public school principals, tea parties, detention centers, prisons, and more from across the United States have spoken of our program as the most powerful message that has ever been conveyed to those in attendance. If you desire to be a part of this work, then join together with those across America who have become sons and daughters of liberty. What that means is you support this work on a monthly basis. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and click that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Our posterity can't wait. The time to restore America is now.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. You can also jump over to our Facebook, Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean. And or if you want to check us on our Twitter account for what it's worth, do check us out. That is Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1. If you'd like to call in, please do 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Again, if this is the first time listening to the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, let's say it in unison, listeners, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because, friends, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. And by the way, we're talking about gun control right now. And we're highlighting an article from sonsoflibertymedia.com right now. And speaking of gun control, we're talking about, first of all, understand gun control is nothing but control over your guns, okay? They want absolute control over you, and you better put them in check. And the way to do that is to stay armed. In America, you are armed, and there's a reason that you're armed. So in saying that, read the Amendment 2 of the Bill of Rights when you get a moment, and also understand that this is directly, friends, from Luke 11:21. Common sense comes into play. Now, right before the end of the last segment, I was talking about this fool. I mean, folks, you want to talk about narcissist? You want to talk about narcissism? You want to talk about pride and arrogance? Read Isaiah 14, folks, because it's almost laughable when you look at Benito Mussolini. And he was a dictator, and the first thing he wanted to do, the first prerequisite to take over a country was to disarm that country. He's not the only one that said it. He's not the only one that did it. We can see that dictators of the past, that's what they have done. And we can see them attempting to do the same things today, America. Those anti-gunners in America, you can mark my words on this. Anybody that suggests that we need to disarm the populace, you go ahead and pull the curtain back just a little bit, and you're going to find many more crimes stacked up behind that corrupt politician. And rest assured, they're not there working for you. They are working for special interest groups that are working to destroy your country. That is a fact. And let me show you the history of that. Speaking of Benito Mussolini, did you know that, as a matter of fact, his first prerequisite to take over his country was to obviously disarm his people. But did you also know, if I just might add and interject this into the conversation, did you know that as well, Italian dictator Benito Mussolini also was responsible for saying, God, if you're there, strike me dead. Did you know that? I don't know if you've ever seen the end of Benito Mussolini, but we see a lot of people daring the justice of God in politics today, don't we? Yep. And they're going to meet the same fate. Sooner or later they will. But listen to this. Many years later, God did accommodate this gun-control dictator, Italian dictator Benito Mussolini, when Mussolini and his mistress, he was cheating on his wife, were condemned to death. Mussolini said to his captors, let me save my life and I will give you an empire. Listen to the arrogance, friends. Let me save my life and I will give you an empire. Then began shouting, no, no. They were both executed along with the main members of his cabinet on April 29th, 1945. Their bodies were savagely beaten by his own people, friends. Then hung upside down at an Esso gas station in the Plaza Loreto in Milan. Folks, these men, they want to dare the justice of God and their people, folks. The sad part about it with the Italian dictator Benito Mussolini is they had to learn from history before they finally figured out that he was nothing more than a mob head. He was a mass murderer. And he was a narcissist. Absolute fool. Folks, you know, I used to say this before Barack Hussein Obama came on the scene. I remember watching a documentary by Benito Mussolini. It was on his life story. And interestingly enough, folks, I looked at him, and it didn't even take me 30 seconds to say, how stupid were you people in Italy to let a guy like this? And then I looked at Adolf Hitler's, thought the same thing. Looked at Joseph Stalin's, thought the same thing. And the list goes on. And then there came about on the scene named Barack Hussein Obama. I didn't say man for a reason, folks. He's an effeminate foreign sodomite is what he is, and he's a criminal to this country. And he said it, and he also did it when he said he wanted to fundamentally transform America. And keep in mind, he was an anti-gunner, too. But I thought it couldn't get any worse than a Benito Mussolini or any other dictator of the past. But it shows you how stupefied and dumbed down the American people have become to tolerate crime in their government in any sense of the word. Especially when you go to the likes of a graveyard like Arlington Cemetery. I mean, do you see the price paid for your freedoms? Guess what they're 6 feet under the ground for, friends? They fought magnifying your laws against criminals in foreign countries, namely the ones that you're tolerating in your backyard today. How shameful can your conduct be, America? But that's a fact. And even to suggest, because we're talking about gun control right now, and this all spawned off of the conversation that we were having about the Muslim in Detroit, that your politicians are bringing into the United States of America illegally, might I add, alluring them in on your dime. These are also the same politicians that are trying to disarm you before the likes of those that mean to kill you. I didn't say it. Detroit, Muslim who spoke of attacking church and hospital, wants to skin his victims like sheep. And guess what? He went back to sleep tonight. The media didn't give him any time. They didn't set a narrative. No! They want to set the narrative that they're loving and they're peaceful people and they're just refugees and they need your help. You know, the only thing MIA from this conversation is, where are all those women and children that you keep talking about? We don't see them. What we do see is a whole lot of military-aged men coming into this country, don't we, friends? And in Europe and in other countries, and we see that they're plundering those countries. And if you take the time to go online, folks, you can see plenty of videos of these supposed refugees attacking the people that were there to help them, if not killing them. That's a fact. There's plenty of information out there, friends. And I also want to be careful, friends, because you need to understand this is all by design. As a matter of fact, I'm pulling something up right now. I'm just going line upon line, precept upon precept. This was just given yesterday, and I caught it, and I brought up this Joker's name. He's in hell now where he belongs. He didn't believe in it neither until he stood in front of it, called Justice and Judgment Day. But I was talking about Mr. Pike, Albert Pike. He was the head of the Masons, and everybody likes to magnify these clowns, but they tolerate him. That's why they magnify him, rather than the laws of God against their crimes. But did you know that Albert Pike said, "We control Islam, and we'll use it to destroy the West." He said, "We control Islam and we will use it to destroy the West." What do you think these New World Order monkeys are doing, friends? They're using, just like Albert Pike blurted out the truth in his confusion. He said it, friends. There's nothing covered that shall not be revealed and nothing hid that shall not be made known. He said, "We control Islam and we'll use it to destroy the West." Hey, folks, like the atheists, like the communists, like the homosexuals, like the Muslims, like anybody else, they're using these individual groups. Folks, these demographics, religions in many cases, whatever the case might be, anybody and everybody that will be used to divide and conquer, they're using it. You need to understand that the Muslims are being used as a political battering ram as well, right on the heels of the homosexuals. And the homosexuals are probably trying to figure out, you know, what I told them 15 years ago, now we're in it, and they're probably thinking, "Oh, I remember when Bradley Dean told us this, and the media went after him and demonized him and told everybody that he was absolutely crazy, and oh, now we're here. Bradley was right. Yes, I was. Because the word tells us how this all works." Leviticus 26, Deuteronomy 28. Yep. This, folks, is not difficult to understand. And you know what's so sick about all of this, and I don't like using that word, is you look at so many people out there that call themselves conservatives and Christians, and they won't even make reference to the Word of God to warn you, to tell you exactly where you're at today. They just keep talking about politics, and they play off the corruption between the left and the right. Divide and conquer, divide and conquer. That's what it's all about. Who's confusing you, America? The corrupt politicians, the media. It gets you asking the wrong questions. They don't have to give you the right answers. And that's exactly what they're pro at, friends. They're liars, and you know they're liars. Again, I want you to know that many of these groups of people are being used to divide and to conquer. In America, I want you to know, America, that you are paying for your own demise at every step. We control Islam, and we will use it to destroy the West. Who's working for Islam, friends? The politicians are. Which means they're all doing it on cue because they're paid to do that. They're not working for you. And you got to be out of your mind to suggest otherwise, friends. Listen to Thomas Jefferson. He said, "The strongest reason for the people to retain the right to keep and bear arms is, as a last resort, to protect themselves against tyranny in government." What are you seeing in America today, friends? Tyranny in government. Praise God, we got good guys and representative positions that are holding things back, but friends, it's for us to do. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. If you'd like to weigh in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, we are shooting from the hip, and we are being led to talk about the things that we are talking about here, folks. Everything's premised on the Word of God and the Constitution, which was divinely, folks, which was divinely inspired. Remember the quote from yesterday when I brought it forth concerning Alexander Hamilton? Again, just to show you the divinity. And it's interesting to note their biblical vernacular when writing that Constitution all the way through as well. But he said, the sacred rights of mankind are not to be rummaged for among old parchments or musty records. They are written as with a sunbeam in the whole volume of human nature by the hand of divinity itself, and can never be erased or obscured by mortal power. Alexander Hamilton, 1775. We're not a Christian nation. What are we then? Where are you from? I'm from America. The strongest reason for the people to retain The right to keep and bear arms is at a last resort to protect themselves against tyranny in government. Well, who said that? Man, that must have been some lunatic from, you know, back in the olden days or something. No, that was the third president of the United States of America. Those that established the right to bear arms by the rights given unto us and them by God. And that's why we still have the right to bear arms today. Let's counter that. You know, never forget what this tyrant said. Again, going back to none other than that little freaky dude that had less than 3% approval rating when he came into Germany with 80 million people. He did it anyways. He said to conquer a nation, first disarm its citizens. Of course. And again, what is this all spawned off of, friends? Muslims coming into America. Criminals overall, friends. But this particular Muslim on Sons of Liberty Media said, Detroit, Muslim who spoke of attacking church and hospital, he wants to skin victims like sheep in America. Why would the politicians be tearing away at the laws to bring these people over on your dime? And then on the other hand, why would they be busy trying to disarm you, America? 2 + 2 = I mean, we can sit here and play stupid about it, or we can call it for what it really is. And I think that's what we should do, and that's what I'm commanded to do. Charles Chuck Schumer, this criminal, is still in government doing the things that he does best to bring about confusion. Read Daniel 9:24 when you get a moment. He said, all we ask for is registration, just like we do for cars. Why do you need registration? You know, it's interesting how those that work for us, like the, you know, going over to New York and just even looking at the UN building, they don't work for us. I just want you to know that America actually contrived and created the UN out of World War II, out of chaos they created. There you go. That's how it works. It's interesting to note they have a pistol with this, gun barrel, the little barrel on it tied in a knot. But when you go inside the building, they have armed guards protecting all those that are trying to disarm you with guns. Ah, gee whiz. You can't make this stuff up, friends. Adolf Hitler said the most foolish mistake we could possibly make would be to allow the subject races to possess arms. History shows that all conquerors who have allowed their subject races to carry arms have prepared their own downfall by doing so. Indeed, he said, I would go so far as to say that the supply of arms to the underdogs is a sine qua non, Latin, for the overthrow of any sovereignty. Wow, it's amazing how that works, isn't it? See, now what you have is you have corruption in this country that attacks who it wills to send a message to everybody else, and there's the media right to go along to put fear in anybody else that would dare stand up against tyranny and government. Wow! I am for the law, America. I am for the law. Josh Sugarman, he said, these are gun controllers, friends. These are anti-gunners. A gun control movement worthy of the name would insist that President Clinton, this is back in the day with Clinton, move beyond his proposals for controls and immediately call on Congress to pass far-reaching, let's just use the word overreaching, because that's what they're doing, industry regulations like the Firearm Safety and Consumer Protection Act, which would give the Treasury Department Health and Safety authority over the gun industry, and any national regulatory with that authority would ban handguns. See how they always want to put it under the guise of something else? Listen to what you're tolerating, America! Out of their own mouths, they are saying it. Let's go over to this criminal over in California, Dianne Feinstein. I mean, folks, you know what's interesting is I remember the first time I ever seen this woman. I said, in knowing a little bit of history, I remember looking at her, and I told my family, I said, tell me she does not have the same countenance of those that were found guilty of crimes against their own people at Nuremberg trials in May of 1945. The exact, and I'm telling you, I'm right. And out of her own mouth, she proves my point. If I could have banned them all, she said, Miss Feinstein, Mr. and Mrs. American turning your guns, she said, I would have. These are dangerous people, folks, that you're tolerating. Dangerous people. Deborah Prothrow. Stiff. She's a dean of Harvard School of Public Health. That's another show, too. Does anybody know these college mottos? For Christ in the Church? That's Harvard's motto. They raised up Congregationalist friends. In these colleges that now have been turned over to communists, literally. She said, on her view of guns, as if anybody cares about her view. My view of guns is simple. I hate guns, and I cannot imagine why anyone would want to own one. Well, if someone was attacking you, how would that work out for you? I bet you'd rather have someone there armed than not, right? She said, if I had my way, guns for sport would be registered and all other guns would be banned. Well, it's a good thing you, ma'am, are not in control. God is. This is Rosie O'Donnell. Do you remember after Columbine? It's interesting. She said anybody that owns a gun should be thrown in prison. And she apologized it to her credit the very next day. And I believe it was Bill O'Reilly back then. But it's also interesting to note that Rosie O'Donnell, during that time period, her bodyguard was applying for a permit to make sure it was okay that he had a gun to protect good old Rosie O'Donnell. See, they hate the facts, friends. They hate the truth. They don't want you to see their hypocrisy. But it's there. And I want to say this, too. Someone caught on to Rosie O'Donnell real quick right after Columbine, and they said, listen, blaming guns for Columbine, Rosie O'Donnell, is like blaming spoons for you being fat. And that's exactly the fact of the matter. Should we ban spoons? Should we ban forks? I mean, folks, what people try to excuse themselves, what they try to pass off on someone else for the choices that they made will not fly. Deuteronomy 30:19. Mayor Marion Barry, Washington, D.C., he said, outside of the killings, Washington has one of the lowest crime rates in the country. He is absolutely, in every sense of the word, a bold-faced liar is what he is. He is a bold-faced liar. And if I'm right in saying this, I'm wondering if this isn't the guy. Let me see if he was the one. Yes, it was. You ready for this? This is Mayor Marion Barry, and I am correct on recollecting exactly who this criminal is. This was the mayor of Washington, D.C., who said of all of you that own guns, he said outside of the killings, Washington has one of the lowest crime rates in the country. He's absolutely mistaken. He is incorrect. And, of course, he's an anti-gunner. Did you know that Marion Barry was arrested on cocaine charges? Yeah, I thought we should throw that in there. And it's interesting to note the power that this mayor was given. He was a drug trafficker, friends. Barry arrested on cocaine charges. Wow, it's amazing how that works, isn't it? Yeah, we're not supposed to be talking about that. D.C. Mayor Marion Barry, this anti-gunner, was arrested on charges of possession of cocaine last night at the downtown Vista International Hotel after a fast-moving undercover investigation by the FBI and D.C. police that began several weeks ago, according to the law enforcement officials and sources familiar with the arrest. I'll tell you what, either he was trafficking it or he was covering for those that were trafficking it. And hopefully you understand what's going on in this country, folks. Just follow the money trail and you will see who's doing the dealing. And some of you people that have your head buried in the sand, you might want to get it out of the sand. But I also want to say, on the other hand, is if Americans weren't buying, we wouldn't have the issues that we have with the big drug war, right? Yeah, the drug war. And who created that? Again, more bureaucracies came out of that, the DEA, so on and so forth. And then we find out that the CIA is trafficking cocaine. Matter of fact, one of their airplanes even hit the side of a mountain. They didn't want you to get that information either, but they found, here. Hang on, we're doing live radio here. I just want to be exact on my numbers here. It was 4 tons. CIA jet crashes with 4 tons of cocaine on board. Did you hear what I said, America? Go online. You can see for yourself the picture of the airplane smashed into the side of the mountain. Jet wrecks with 4 tons of cocaine. CIA, once again. Oh, they couldn't be doing nothing like that. Well, they are. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Patty Varr. I'm from Glen Allen, Alaska. I just wanted to thank Bradley Dean and his family for coming in May in our community, and I really appreciate and love the message that they give.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an Indy hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each Indy hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indy hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Wow. You got drug dealing, drug smoking, crack smoking mayors like Marion Barry talking about disarming, and, you know, I mean, he's a blatant anti-gunner. You know, but we knew this before because I did an article some time back exposing these anti-gunners, and it wasn't good. And I have no idea what that just was, but that's okay. It must have been my computer. In saying that, I want you to, again, I'm going to go on the positive on this. And I'm just pulling this up. We're doing live radio again, folks. And as I get these thoughts, I got to go give you the stats. And I want you to know who's behind all of this, because it's pretty telling, and it's pretty oh, here it is right here. It's pretty crazy stuff. It's unthinkable stuff, and it's information that you never get. You never get this information. Why? Why aren't we getting this information to the American people who's responsible for these crimes in America? How come nobody wants to talk about who's really responsible? America, you're responsible for tolerating the crimes of the people that I'm exposing right now. You know, it's interesting. I'm looking on here right now, and it's pretty crazy. But even this even comes to the Pope. This is what's popping up right now. Thomas Jefferson said, "No free man shall ever be disarmed the use of arms." Thomas Jefferson, Virginia Constitution Draft 1, 1776. But what's interesting about this is the Pope's name just popped up. the people's pope, as they like to call him. But it was interesting that when he was in America, he was talking about, you know, the gun industry, so on and so forth, and you're not a Christian if you support them. Did you know that he had 18 Secret Service armed to the hilt protecting him against the people? You know, can you imagine Jesus, guys, girls, can you imagine Jesus with armed guards around himself? I mean, this is just what people of prospective nations and Americans have tolerated is just so beyond the unthinkable. Beyond the unthinkable, friends. I'm just trying to pull up another one real quick, and then I want to get some... And then I want to get to some of the positive comments by our forefathers to counter everything that these criminals are attempting to do. And again, criminals they are, and until you start talking that way, friends, nothing's going to change. It's not, well, he didn't mean to do anything bad, you know, he's not that bad of a guy. He might have problems, but you know, we all do. We all have skeletons in our closet. Yeah, well, that's great. But he's not doing his job. He's violating his oath. Right? He's tearing down the laws to bring you back into bondage, to subject you to those that mean to bring harm to you, like I brought up at the beginning of the show, like the Muslim who spoke of attacking in America, in Detroit, attacking a church and a hospital because he wanted to skin victims like sheep, right? Well, I wanted to let you know many of these anti-gunners, like Michael Bloomberg, many of them are pedophiles, they're tax evaders. They're drug abusers, and the list goes on and on and on and on. So again, like I said earlier, if you just pull the curtain back just a little bit, you'll see those that mean to disarm you are criminals. On a positive, Rep. Elbridge Gerry of Massachusetts, Annals of Congress 750, August 17, 1789, do your homework. He said, what, sir, is the use of the militia? You know how it talks about in the Bill of Rights, a well-regulated militia? It's you, America. It is to prevent the establishment of a standing army, the bane of liberty. Whenever governments mean to invade the rights and liberties of the people, they always attempt to destroy the militia in order to raise an army upon their ruins. Who would know better than our forefathers? They were blowing the trumpet. They were raising the flags. They showed you what they were dealing with concerning the tyrant across the pond and his tactics. So it doesn't happen in our time. But now it's happening in our time because Americans believe that the militia, for some reason or not, is a bunch of scary people with guns out in the middle of the woods wanting to attack the government or something. See, that's how brainwashed the American people have become. When you read the Constitution, friends, you'll see that the militia is called to help good governments in times of crisis. Not no more. You know, Samuel Adams, one of the Sons of Liberty, by the way, said, Massachusetts Ratifying Convention, 1788, do your homework. He said, the Constitution shall never be construed to prevent the people of the United States who are peaceably, and their law-abiders, citizens from keeping their own arms. Right. Joseph Story comes behind him. Commentaries on the Constitution of the United States, 1833. Do your homework. The rights of the citizens to keep and bear arms has justly been considered as the paladin of the liberties of a republic, because we are a constitutional republic, since it offers a strong moral check against the usurpation and arbitrary power of rulers and will generally even, listen to what he says, even if these are successful in the first instance, enable the people to resist and triumph over them. The law's on your side, America, and I'm talking about the peaceable citizens, law-abiders. The law's on your side. Alexander Hamilton, Federalist number 25, December 21, the 21st of December, 1787. Do your homework, friends. He said, for it is a truth which the experience of ages has attested that people are always most in danger when the means of injuring their rights are in the possession of those whom they entertain the least suspicious. Oh, our representatives would never do that. Hey, friends, it's your representatives doing that. Question, folks, those that you have entrusted with delegated powers. Question what they're doing. Hold them suspect. That's what you're called to do by your forefathers. Why would they say the things that they have said? Why would they raise so many flags and warnings, friends? If they didn't mean what they said, guard with jealous attention the public's liberty, suspect everyone who approaches that jewel, said the Sons of Liberty, Patrick Henry. He said, unfortunately, nothing will preserve it but downright force. Whenever you give up that force, America, you are ruined. The great objects that every man be armed, everyone who is able might have a gun. Everyone. Of course, we're talking about law-abiding citizens once again. And let me say this, because I want to go back to Noah Webster. And this was found in an examination of the leading principles of the federal Constitution, your Constitution, America, October 10th, 1787. Listen carefully as to what he said. Before a standing army can rule, the people must be disarmed. Do you remember under Barack Hussein Obama, there was a poll given to see which branch of our military would actually work against our own people? Why would that poll be taken? Why would that questionnaire be laid to those that serve we the people concerning our military, our fathers, our uncles, our brothers, our sisters? Your government wanted to see that if there was some sort of happening, something came down in America, if they would work against their own people. A high percentage of the Marines said absolutely not. I think the Air Force was the one that had the highest percentage of saying, yeah, we would do it. Why would you even lay a question like that to your own military, friends? And just think, if the military upholds the Constitution, hey, when the commander-in-chief does something unlawful, he'll be the first one that they stand against. But you haven't been taught that. No, you've been dummied down to believe that no matter what he says, it's law, and you better obey me. Untrue America. Here's Noah Webster. He said, before a standing army can rule, the people must be disarmed, as they are in almost every country in Europe. What do you see, folks? This is in 1787. Before a standing army can rule, the people must be disarmed. How are they being plundered by the Muslims if they were armed, America? They're not armed. They're disarmed. And now they're talking about arming their people again. You know what? It's like a little late for that, isn't it, friends? Well, hopefully not. But he said, before a standing army can rule, the people must be disarmed, as they are in almost every country in Europe. History is repeating itself there. Boy, oh boy. The supreme power in America cannot enforce unjust laws by the sword. Romans 13, friends. Because the whole body of the people are armed, said Noah Webster, and constitute a force superior to any band of regular troops. But you're seeing just the exact opposite today. Now you have corruption in government attempting to dictate what you can have when they outpower you with artillery, friends. We got to get this straight. Love you by what we do. Love good government. All you that are upholding the Constitution, we're behind you 100%.
It's called the deep state. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep state was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.